So at what point do you feel like you started really getting involved with activists or, you know, with the movement to ban fracking or at
Well,
least look
it
at
was
it?
before. I mean, it was. So today's the 5-year anniversary. It was years before that. So when we first moved to town in 2009, Max was tiny. He was maybe 2. I'm trying to think. Anyway, it was when the well went in on Bonnie Brae, and that was the thing I think that really galvanized the whole community because this had been happening. You know, hydraulic fracturing was invented 10 miles from where we're sitting. Right here. I've been out to see that well. My husband is such a nerd and he's like, let's go on a driving tour of well sites. And I'm like, this is the stupidest thing. Okay, fine, let's pack a picnic. It's dumb. And we did. And we went out, we saw the well that was fracked, right? And so this has been happening in our community for decades. And no one was paying any attention because it was always kind of out of view. But then as Denton continues to grow, we're one of the fastest growing communities in the country, and the demand for oil and gas continues to grow. And the technology for fracking is, I hate to say the word improved, but that's the word that I'm using the air quotes right now for the people at home. Then we're seeing a lot more of these conflicts happening in these zones where fracking is occurring and people are trying to live. And so we did not know anything about oil and gas production at all when we agreed to take the job at, when my husband agreed to take the job at UNT and when we agreed to move to Denton. We were in some ways, this was our only option because of the recession. We had a child, we were living in a foreign country, our visas were expiring, where else were we going to go? But on the other hand, you know, we do sometimes wonder what would have happened if we would have just moved back and found a way, you know, found a way. Americans all across this country every single day are finding a way to live and work. What if we just found a way until the recession recovered and we could get a job like in the Pacific Northwest, you know, like that wouldn't suck. But we wonder about that, you know, because had we known that that this was happening in our community, I'm almost certain we wouldn't have moved to Denton. I'm almost positive of it. So we moved here, we bought our house, we got settled in, and then they put in this well on Bonnie Brae. And that was really like a lot of people, the really the kind of that moment where we're just like, oh, this is going to be an issue and we better figure out what's going on. So we both got involved with it at that point. I was really working on bike stuff though, and Adam, who you know has a PhD in environmental studies, really wanted to look at the environmental thing. So we're kind of working like in like he also is interested in bikes and I'm also interested in the environment. We kind of had these like separate projects, I guess, for lack of a better word. But as things kind of continued to progress and this got to be a bigger and bigger issue, I mean, we've always been on the same page with this and I would be his backup for a lot of these things. I don't know how far you want to go with this. Yeah. So so he got more and more involved. I remember we had a meeting in our house on Dartmouth Place, and it was a tiny little ranch house. I don't even know, we had maybe 30 or 40 or 50 people there, all crammed into our living room, sitting cross-legged on the floor, trying to have a community meeting in our home about what do we do. And I was breastfeeding Lulu. You know, we had another child at this point. Max was tiny, he was like maybe 4, maybe 5. So these two tiny kids, a house full of activists, I'm trying to put the kids to bed, my husband's trying to like lead a movement. That's just what we did, you know? Like that's just what we did. That's what we had to do. I remember that meeting and I don't really recall kind of the timeline after that because again, like I was behind the scenes for a lot of this. We had tiny children. And I was soon after that appointed to PNC, but it was sometime in there that the Denton Drilling Advisory Group was formed. They had a mayoral forum, which I think was my idea to do. I'm pretty sure, because I was friends with Mark Burrows, who was mayor at the time. And he came to our home for a meet and greet. And we talked about this for a bit. And so I'm pretty sure I had this idea to have a, we did have a mayoral forum. And Adam moderated it, and I was the timekeeper. And so things just kind of like started to kind of congeal at that point and get a little more directed as a group. They appointed a board. I don't really know much more than that because I I was there to, you know, take care of the kids. But I remember, you know, Adam would be coming home from these meetings and telling me about what happened. And we would stay up. I mean, he'd get home late, 11 o'clock at night maybe. And we'd stay up late. We'd stay up even later strategizing about what should happen, you know, in the next meeting and what's the messaging that needs to get out into the community. And I remember he was on his way out the door for one meeting. I remember I was standing in my kitchen. He was on his way out the door for another DAG meeting. And this is before they had decided to ban fracking. I think they were still just working on the, on working through like a compromise, you know, like a reasonable compromise that like wouldn't outright ban fracking, but would really protect the residents of Denton. And I remember I was on his way out the door and I looked at him and I'm like, look, if they're not going to compromise with you, I'm like, just be bold. Just do it. Like, if they're not going to work with the people in Denton after all these years of, you know, trying to negotiate with them, I'm like, baby, just be bold. And it was shortly after that, it might have been that meeting or the meeting after, when he's like, we're going to ban fracking. We're going to go through this process and this is what we're going to do. And I was so incredibly proud of him. And so to say that I didn't have a role in this, as some people, you know, when I ran for city council and I put, you know, that my affiliation with Frack Free Denton on my business cards, and they'd be like, wait, what? You weren't knocking on doors. It's like, but I couldn't. I was a planning and zoning commissioner, number one. I had tiny children at home, number two. But to say that I wasn't involved in it, I think is not an accurate representation of what my role was. Now, I don't want to take an oversized role in any of this, because I wasn't the one knocking on the doors, and I wasn't the one, you know, at these community meetings, you know, holding out these, you know, maps showing people exactly how close their home was to a well. Like, that work was vital to get the rest of the community on board with this too, absolutely. But I'm really proud of the small but significant role that I had, because if it wasn't for our teamwork, you know, Adam wouldn't have been able to go to these meetings either. And there were lots of ideas that we generated at home together that, you know, that he would bring out back to these meetings, which would then go out to the community too. And I'm really grateful for that trust that he put in me, and that we do have such an equal footing in our relationship. We have a very equal partnership. So he, you know, when I would say something, he'd listen, and when he'd say something, I'd listen, and we were very much a team. Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.